Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Sister Jean, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we first had a conversation after my mom passed because she idolized you. She just thought you were the bee's knees. She loved Sister Jean. In fact, wasn't even following college basketball until you became a worldwide superstar when the Loyola Ramblers made their run for the NCAA championship. Will we see you at any games this year?
Oh, I hope so. As soon as the season begins, I'll be going to them.
I thought so.
Young men, I've met them, and they look good. They're practicing since June, so I hope that they do well this year. They have the will to do it, and I think they'll go get to the NCAA. I hope the coach is listening to me so that he knows that I have that great hope for them.
That's lovely. Sister Jean is a religious sister of the Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, has spent her entire adult life as a teacher and administrator at elementary schools in Los Angeles, Chicago, Mundelein College, Loyola University, Chicago. And since 1994, so we're talking, it's been 30 years now, you've been the team chaplain for the Loyola men's basketball team, a role that you cherish.
And I enjoy every single moment I'm with those people. I enjoy being with all the students. As you know and you've heard before, my office is on prime real estate, right? Opens up into the student center, and my doors open all the time. We're into the third day of classes, and I've had young men and women coming in all day telling me how much they like their classes, how much they like their teachers, and so I just hope that keeps happening and that they really do and will be successful.
You know, Sister Jean, on John and William's show earlier, they were talking how people don't want to have face-to-face conversations. They don't want to have phone conversations. Many times the Gen Zers, that young generation that you're talking about, prefer to text. But every time we have a conversation, you tell me they're flooding into your office. I think secretly they do want that personal interaction. Is that your experience?
Well, that certainly is my experience. And I have to say that this freshman class had less time in online learning, but they're still very happy to be in person to person. Last year's class had a different kind of experience because they didn't have any high school graduations, and some of them even missed out on their college graduations.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really sad. But we had both, and this group of students is very sociable. They talk to people. They're not afraid to talk to people, no matter who they are. And they're just having a good time. And I noticed a big difference between Monday and Tuesday. Monday, well, it was chatter, chatter, chatter in the student center. Tuesday, a little bit more quiet because they already had assignments,
not only
for the day, but for the semester.
Back to work, nose to the grindstone. What is it that you want to accomplish in your 105th year, Sister Jean?
Well, I still want to be the kind of person I am right now. I always say to everybody, at students, you know, just be yourself. And that's what I try to do, too. I try to be myself, and I just want to make an impact on students, help them plan their lives, tell them that don't let anyone spoil your dreams. If your first dream doesn't work out, well, maybe you have to pick a second one, and that's not failure. That's just that the first dream was not for you.
Sister Jean.
Books.
Sister Jean's book called Wake Up with Purpose. What I've learned in my first 100 years has been chosen as the Rambler Read for the second consecutive year. And in that book, there is a quote from you that says, I've seen many changes in the last 103 years, because, of course, this book was written 2 years ago, but the important things remain the same. I wanted to recount the story of my life for people, not because that I feel I'm so special or my life has been so extraordinary, but rather as a way to give people hope and optimism that once they find their purpose, they can go through life with joy and fulfillment. I think there's a lot of people listening who don't have that joy or that fulfillment, or maybe even into their 30s, 40s, 50s, didn't find the purpose that they were looking for. What do you say to them?
Oh, I say that maybe we just need to take a little look at the past and see what wrong fork we took in the road and see if we can correct that and take another fork and find the right spot for us. There are all kinds of opportunities since the 50-year-olds, there are more opportunities for so many people who haven't had the chance to study life, get a degree in computer science. Now many universities offer certificates in computer sciences, and they have to take courses in that and then get a certificate, which proves to the public who's trying to hire them that they really have the ideas and they know what to do. So there's still time for advancement. One needs to hold on, have confidence in oneself, and just shoot for the highest.
50 for you was 55 years ago. It just seems like not many people get to make it to 105, and that's why we always find it lovely having a conversation with you, because you inspire us on so many levels.
Well, I think I get a lot of that from both my mom and my dad. I don't remember that they were ever depressed or that they ever gave up hope. Even during the Depression, they always had a solution to something that my two brothers and I wanted. And I mentioned it in my book that when we helped our mom with groceries, and we'd say, Mom, do you think we could have an ice cream cone today? And she'd say, I don't think so. And to recall people's minds, ice cream cones cost 5 cents. But my mom would say, oh, I'll just make some snickerdoodles when we go home. We loved her snickerdoodles, and she satisfied what we wanted. So she was both my mom and dad were very happy people. I don't remember their ever having an argument or contradicting each other in front of us. They did. They must have done it some other place. But they were great people and gave us a lovely childhood, and we continue that through our adult life.
Yeah, I know you've wanted to be a nun since you were in third grade, which is impressive. Somebody just checked in on the text line. They said, love you, Sister Jean, a.k.a. J.D. Mundelein class of 1967. You have inspired so many people. And tomorrow, I think on the 29th, there's going to be a big block party in your honor. Is that something you'll be attending?
Oh, of course. And some students asked me today, are you going tomorrow, Sister Jean? Of course I'm going. You're all going to sing happy birthday to me. Again, that's my seventh big party. And that would probably be the end, because I said I was going to spend the time thinking of my parties all during the month of August. And this would be my seventh party, all big ones, all fun parties, all serving cake. Somebody said, aren't you tired of eating cake? No.
Sister Jean, you're just like my wife.
Never get tired of birthdays. Birthdays are your own special day. And even though mine is August 21st, we're still celebrating tomorrow. And I know I'm going to have a good time.
Absolutely. And we're celebrating you today. I say we need to celebrate all year. Thank you so much for joining us. You have all of our love, and we're so grateful for you. And have fun at your next birthday party, which is tomorrow.
That's right. Thank you, Lisa. And thank you for for asking me to do this with you today.
Oh, it's such a joy. Thank you. Thank you. I'll take that blessing every day of the week from Sister Jean. Sister Jean on 720 WGN, and Steve's News is coming up next.